I believe I can lobby for better services to the area on a broader scale. This is not only a Clare issue, but a national issue. So I do think power in numbers really shows that people are struggling. This is all I hear from families across the board in Clare, that there are little or no services. So I want to try and help these families who are struggling, because I know this struggle is very real and something's got to change.
What difficulties has this presented to you in the past?
It has presented that I have to be my son's advocate. I have to be his voice, because he can't ask for stuff himself. He's non-verbal. And basically any of these services, I mean, I had learned a few strategies as a young parent, and I've had to implement these into daily life myself, because there are no services. And I think people with autism, or people that have a child with autism, know that consistency is key with children with autism, and there just is no consistency with these services.
It is, as you mentioned earlier, look, it is a national problem, but nationally, when we talk about allocating resources here, we're talking HSE, Midwest Community Healthcare. What can the council actually do about this?
Well, the council can raise this issue on a national level. I think it just affects people nationally rather than just in Clare as well. But in order for Clare's voice to be heard, I think the council can really push on this at a national level.
Knocking on the doors around the West Clare area at the moment, is this a problem that's appearing from many parents?
This is from a lot of parents in the area who's affected by, disability. They're just all the time having to fight. It's hard enough to raise a child without having to fight for their services for their child.
And then in terms of opportunities, I suppose maybe what the council can do.
In Tesco, actually, in Kilrush, Tesco have parent and child parking spaces. They also have a disabled spot, but autism is a hidden disability, and sometimes what's not seen is an autism friendly spot, and I don't see that in Kilrush. So I would be lobbying to try and change this.
And across the board, of course, it's not just autism. We have a range of intellectual disabilities and I suppose conditions that wouldn't be visible to the naked eye.
That's right.
You'd like to see not just parking, but I suppose other initiatives extended for them.
Other initiatives, and like you said, inclusivity and just awareness around disabilities. You know, that some are hidden, some you can see and some are hidden. And just to try and introduce, I suppose, more awareness.
And would you be afraid then that if you are somebody growing up with such condition that if you feel the services aren't here for you at a grassroots level, that you won't be able to stay here and get employment? Like, do we have enough pathways for people with autism, for example, or other intellectual disabilities to gain employment in Clare? Are there schemes in place? Are there initiatives? Are you satisfied that those supports are there?
No, I'm not satisfied at all. I think you mentioned earlier a friend of yours, it hindered his job application because he had autism, even though he was highly qualified. This should not be the case in this day present. Everybody should be included, no matter what their ability.
Just finally then, Dawn, you're a business owner, and we've seen the challenges faced by small and medium businesses up and down the country. We have had some new businesses coming on stream in Kilrush, but we've also had a lot of closures, and look, the statistic around commercial vacancy is thrown out so many times at this point that it's almost ingrained in memory. But do you think there are enough supports for businesses here? Would you like to see them expanded? What can the council do to really help?
I think the council can review some of the policies. We'll say, for instance, like the commercial business rates. In Kilrush, we are paying the same rates as Ennis, if not more. I think they base this around the property value rather than the footfall or the population of a certain rural town. And I think rural towns need to review these rates for in order for businesses to survive.